13 minutes after 4 o'clock. Hour number two of Bullseye on the Afternoon with me, Andy Bulbarch, and my tag team partner, Matt Douglas, taking you right into the Cleveland Indians pregame show at 6:37, just after 7 tonight. Tribe taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. Same deal tomorrow. A lot of things going on in and around the area. Lorain County is celebrating Pride Day on May 20th. And a lot of cool things going on that day. And here to talk about what Avon is doing on Pride Day is Barb Brooks. Barb, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. And for those who aren't familiar, what all does Pride Day involve and what kind of goes into this day?
Well, Pride Day is a beautification and cleanup day for participating communities in Lorain County as part of the Great American Cleanup sponsored by the Great American Keep America Beautiful campaign. And last year, 22 communities throughout Lorain County participated in Pride Day activities.
Now, you had mentioned that this is something that all of Lorain County is doing, and I know last year the city of Avon was able to secure some grants, and you had a lot of volunteers kind of get involved. You guys are still actively seeking volunteers for this year, correct?
We are. If you wish to participate, please just get a hold of me through email or my phone number, and we'd be happy to add you to the volunteer list.
How many ideally are needed for this day?
As many as we can get. Currently, we have about 60 or 70, I believe, volunteers who are helping, mostly Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We have the Lions Club. We have the French Creek Foundation who's helping, and a group from the Christian Heritage Church, as well as some from the Willoway Nursery here in Avon.
Barb, for the folks out there who might be thinking of volunteering, what are some of the things they'll get involved with?
Well, we're going to be planting flowers at the Lions Club Community Center, the City Hall, the Utilities Building, also at the Post Office, the Senior Center, and there's planters along Detroit Road and at the Fire and Police Station, as well as some trash pickup. If you know of areas that need cleanup, we have scheduled for the Park and Ride area here. On 83 in Chester, or also at the Northgate Park, there's some areas along the fence line that need some trash cleanup.
We are speaking with Barb Brooks from the city of Avon, talking about what Avon is doing for Pride Day on May 20th. Lots of Lorain County communities are going to be getting involved. What kinds of benefits, Barb, did this provide from the efforts last year?
Last year, the city of Avon received over $28,000 in grant funds, and with those funds, we were able to purchase over 32 picnic tables made of recycled plastic that were placed in our new aquatic center and throughout the city parks in Avon.
And in addition to some of those benefits as well, I really kind of think there was probably more to it than that, in that I think there were benefits you could see immediately. I think just the presentation of those different areas that you mentioned you're trying to clean up, I'm sure you noticed an immediate difference.
Oh, absolutely. The flowers just help spruce up the city, and it makes people want to visit our city and live here and work here, and it just makes a cheerful presentation to those driving in and about Avon.
Barb, you mentioned the grant money you guys come across. How do you guys decide on what to use that, on the picnic benches or the equipment of the park?
It's decided through the administration in cooperation with the mayor and discussions, but whatever we choose to purchase must contain at least 20% post-consumer material, so it has to be some kind of recycled item.
Gotcha.
Again, we are speaking with Barb Brooks from the City of Avon, talking about what the City of Avon is doing for Pride Day on May 20th. And Barb, I think the other thing, too, here is it's not just the cleanup efforts, but I think this is really a great opportunity for folks to get together, gather, and socialize and have a great time while beautifying their each individual community.
Absolutely. And the camaraderie that's achieved through working together and give you a sense of pride in your community, and it becomes a joint effort. Absolutely.
Well, earlier you mentioned that if folks are looking to get involved, and I know you guys are still actively seeking volunteers, you had mentioned give you a call, send you an email, so we'll give you a chance to plug that real quick. If folks are looking to get involved on Pride Day, what number should they call? What email address should they use to contact you?
Okay, you can call my direct line at 440-937-7821, or my email is bbrooks, that's B-B-R-O-O-K-S, at cityofavon.com.
Very easy, BBROOKS at cityofavon.com and 440-937-7821. Barb, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Barb Brooks talking about what the City of Avon has going on for their Pride Day on May 20th. Again, lots of communities in Lorain County getting involved as well. So it should be a pretty interesting day to see how each individual community cleans things up on Pride Day.